With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. House Republicans shift gears as they race to avoid a government shutdown.
Top appropriators have already launched bipartisan talks in both chambers, and senior lawmakers say they expect the continuing resolution will extend 2024 funding into December, while excluding the more stringent voter eligibility rules demanded by former President Trump. The timing of the bill's release remains unclear. Negotiators still have several details to determine, including questions surrounding whether Congress will address emergency aid for natural disasters as part of the package. But congressional aides say they expect Speaker Mike Johnson and his allies on the House Appropriations Committee to post the text of the CR on Sunday. A weekend release would give House lawmakers enough time to review the legislation and vote on it either by Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Hunter Biden's sentencing on federal firearms charges has been delayed until December 4th.
The judge has agreed to a delay requested by Biden's lawyers, who say they need more time to prepare. Biden was scheduled to be sentenced November 13th. In June, President Biden's son was convicted in Delaware federal court of three felonies for purchasing a gun in 2018, when prosecutors say he lied on a federal form by claiming he was not illegally using or addicted to drugs. The gun charges are punishable by up to 25 years in prison, but it's possible Hunter Biden will likely face far less time behind bars or possibly avoid prison time entirely. I'm Mike Hempen.
A fire that burned for 4 days after a pipeline explosion in the Houston suburbs burned out Thursday after a once towering blaze put hundreds of nearby homes under evacuation orders. Investigators say the fire began after the driver of an SUV went through a fence alongside a Walmart parking lot and struck an above-ground valve. Authorities have opened a criminal investigation. This is SRN News. Pastors are going to the polls in November.
According to LifeWay Research, 97% of America's Protestant clergymen will vote. But for whom? That is a little tricky. Almost 25% refused to answer the question on the LifeWay poll. Only 4% refused in 2020. But amongst those who will discuss the matter, 50% say they will cast their ballot for former President Trump, while 24% say they will support Vice President Kamala Harris. The rest of Protestant pastors still haven't decided. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republicans in Congress blocked legislation to establish a nationwide right to in vitro fertilization. GOP lawmakers argue the bill is an election year stunt by Democrats. IVF is controversial in pro-life circles because the process involves the generation of multiple embryos, some of which are destroyed. The Democrats' measure would establish a nationwide right to access IVF. SRN News. The fortunes of home builders have been on the rise this year.
Their stock is outpacing the broader market on a wave of optimism that mortgage rates will fall and boost home sales. The S&P Composite 1500 Home Building Index, which includes a number of leading home builders, is up about 29% so far this year, while the benchmark S&P 500 has risen roughly 18%. The sector typically notches gains in the months surrounding the start of a Federal Reserve rate-cutting cycle. Rich Thomason reporting.
Wall Street romped to records as a delayed jubilation swept markets worldwide following the Federal Reserve's big cut to interest rates. The S&P 500 jumped 1.7% Thursday for one of its best days of the year and topped its last all-time high set in July. The Dow leaped over 500 points today. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.